Okay, welcome everyone to the welcome to the next installment of Haggadah Highlights. Hope everyone had a nice Shabbos. As always, our learning is in memory of those for whom we would be saying Kaddish, to Yitzchak ben Yosef Yoel, Chaniyita bas Avram Halevi, Aaron Yaakov ben Chaim Nachman, and Chayesar bas Yecheskel Shraga. And the Kraut families are sponsoring Le'ilu Nishmas, their mother, Elke Gittel bas Yisrael Mordechai. Okay, so we are up to the paragraph of Yachol Meirosh Chodesh. And in this paragraph, the Haggadah essentially discusses the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and suggests, one might think, Yachol Meirosh Chodesh, one might think that we have the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Talmud Omar Bayomahu. So therefore, we have the pasuk of Bayomahu to teach us that's not the case. If we just had the wording of Bayomahu, we might think that the obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is during the daytime, maybe Erev Pesach. No, the wording of Bavorze teaches us Bavorze lo amarti ela b'shashi yish matzo umar munachim lefanecha. Bavorze, because of this matzo, because of this maror, perhaps because of the Korban Pesach, because of these items, that's why we have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim only exists when we have these items before us. And when is that? That's, of course, on the night of Pesach, on the Seder night. So the question that's asked is, why would we think Yochol Meirosh Chodesh? Why would we think, you know, that I might think maybe from Rosh Chodesh, maybe Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I should begin Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I should begin telling the story. Why would you think from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Why would you even think that? I would say, well, if Yetzias Mitzrayim happened on the 15th, then it's logical, it makes sense, that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should be on the 15th. Why would I think that it would start 2 weeks earlier? Why would I think that it would start from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So I saw a couple of very interesting answers to this. Answer number one was from Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe Feinstein answers that there was something that took place that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the first day of Nisan. What was that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe Rabbeinu and promised that I am going to pass through Mitzrayim and I'm going to kill all of the firstborn on the night of Tesvav, and then you're going to go free. So in essence, Hashem began the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim with that promise on the first day of Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that when Hashem makes us a promise, when Hashem says that he's going to do something, he's going to kill the firstborn, he's going to pass through Mitzrayim, that is as good as done. That means that it's going to happen. Absolutely. 100%, no questions asked. Not like when we say something. We say something, yeah, it might happen, might not happen. You know, it's likely it will happen, but there's always a chance. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, then it's vaday. It's 100% going to happen. No questions about it at all. And therefore, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that since the whole Yontif of Pesach and the mitzvah of the Seder is for us to internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha in this world, for us to internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providence in this world, so therefore, it makes sense that maybe we should begin the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that's when Hashem promised it. And when Hashem promises it, that's when the process gets started. That's when the entire process of Yetzias Mitzrayim begins. Because when Hashem promises, it's as good as done. Beautiful idea. He says that, in fact, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that even before Yehoshua went to conquer Eretz Yisrael with Bnei Yisrael, we were still the legal owners of the land of Israel. How were we the legal owners of the land of Israel before Yehoshua conquered the land? So he says it's the same idea. Because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us the land of Israel, that means it's as good as done. It's like it happened already. And therefore, legally, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, we are the legal owners. Yehoshua hasn't conquered it yet. Bnei Yisrael hasn't conquered it yet. Okay, that's a detail. But technically, we are the legal owners. So we see, number one, I think the lessons for us are twofold. Number one, obviously to work on ourselves, that when we make statements, when we make commitments, when we promise things, it should be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like in all aspects, we have a mitzvah to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be as good as done, so to speak. That when we say something, it's as good as done. number one, to work on ourselves, but number two, also to learn to trust Hashem. There are so many promises in the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to have Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is never going to kill Klal Yisrael. Never going to kill us out. There's so many promises that we have in the Torah. And while, of course, we believe them, maybe in the back of our minds, there's a little voice that says, yeah, is that really true? Is that really going to happen? Is the Geula really going to come? Are we really all going to go back to Eretz Yisrael? No. We have to learn to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem said it, it's as good as done. We say in the Tfilos, especially around the Yomim Noroim, Udvarcha emes v'kayom la'ad. And Hashem's words, Udvarcha, Hashem's word is emes, it's truth, v'kayom la'ad, and it lasts, it's everlasting. When Hashem says it, it is the truth, and it's everlasting, because it will definitely happen, there's no question about it. So that's a little bit of a lesson from Yochom Erosh Chodesh. One other beautiful answer I saw to this, Rabbi Yisrocha Friend quotes the Chikrei Leib, Rabbi Leib Hyman. I've never heard of him, but he sounds like a wonderful sefer. And he quotes the Chikrei Leib, who says that before, if you look in the Torah, there's something very strange in terms of the placement of the final Makkah. Before the final Makkah, when Hashem was about to kill all the firstborn, Hashem decided to command us to take the Korban Pesach. Before he did the final Makkah, he commanded us to take the Korban, to bring the Korban Pesach. Okay. But before the commandment to bring the Korban Pesach, we have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. What's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? To sanctify the new month. That we have a mitzvah to sanctify the new month. When the new month comes, the witnesses used to go out, they would see the new moon, they would come to Beis Din, they would testify, and Beis Din would sanctify the new month. We don't do this anymore because we have a calendar. We don't have a Beis Din functioning in the way that it did back then. So we have a calendar, and that's how we function. But in the days of Beis Din, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, so we were Mekadesh the Chodesh, we established the new month. Why did that have to happen right before the final Makkah? Why was that commandment given, right, of HaChodesh HaZelachem, why was that commandment given right before the final Makkah, right before Yetzias Mitzrayim? Suggests the Chikrei Leif. Because when we were in Mitzrayim, we were slaves. Slaves have a slave mentality. But if we're going to go out of Mitzrayim, if we're going to experience the Tzias Mitzrayim, we have to get rid of that slave mentality. We have to become free people. We have to think in a different way. We can't just always think like a slave. We have to change our entire mentality. How do we change the mentality? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to give them power over something. I have to give them authority over something. Because a slave has no control. A slave has no power. A slave has no authority. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I want to get them out of this slave mentality, I have to give them power, I have to give them authority, I'm going to give them power over the Jewish calendar. And Bnei Yisrael are the balabatim, so to speak, of the Jewish calendar. As we say every Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Klal Yisrael, we, the Jewish people, establish when the holidays are. How? How do we do that? We do that by sanctifying the new month. We decide when it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Eidim come to Beis Din, and Beis Din sanctifies the new month. In fact, he quotes an amazing Medrash. The Medrash says that the angels came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they asked him, when is Rosh Hashanah this year? When's the Rosh Hashanah going to be? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the angels, I have no idea. I'm not sure. He says, you and I have to go ask the Beis Din Shalmata. You and I have to go ask the Beis Din down there, down in the world, because they're the only ones who can tell us when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. Because the calendar depends on the Jewish people. I think we see an amazing thing here also. We see Kadosh Baruch Hu made us partners in our own ruchnis, in our own spirituality. In the physical world, we're something of partners. Hashem provides a lot of food for us. We have to do something ourselves as well. But when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to the Yomim Tovim, when it comes to the Moadim, Hashem says, I want you to be in charge with me. I want you to establish Rosh Chodesh. I want you to establish when the Yomim Tovim are. The halachos will come from me. The karbanos, I'll tell you what to bring. But I want you to establish the dates. You know, in this crazy situation that we find ourselves, COVID-19 and social distancing and everything, we're always looking for lessons, always looking for things to learn. You know, maybe hints of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us. And maybe one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us and remind us is that I want you to be partners. We're so used to things being set for us, right? The calendar is set today. We know when Pesach is. Pesach comes. We come to shul. That's it. All I have to do is show up. Everything happens. Of course, I'm oversimplifying. I don't mean to offend anyone. There's a lot of work that goes into making Pesach, as of course you are all probably scrubbing as you're listening to this, and koshering kitchens and cooking and buying food. A lot of work goes into it. But in terms of the spiritual component of Pesach, it seems like it's all done. It seems like it's all ready. Other elements of our religious experience, Shabbos, it's done. It's Shabbos. So we just show up to Shabbos and that's it. We experience it. We come to shul and everything's going on. Here during this situation, during the social distancing, we don't have that. We don't have the shul functioning that we can just show up. We don't have all of our spiritual, you know, elements of our life just, you know, present and there that we can just sign up, or we can just show up, we can just log in, so to speak. We have to go through an effort. We have to create it for ourselves. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to be partners in this with me. Just like when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, I want you to be partners in the Moadim with me. And that's maybe why Yochomer Rosh Chodesh says the Chikrei Lev. Because that's when the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim really begins. When we establish when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. Because that establishes when Yom Tov is going to be, when Pesach is going to be. Yochomer Rosh Chodesh, because it's our role that we play with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this process, in this spiritual process. One last thought, and that's on the next paragraph. The next paragraph begins, Mitchila, Ov de Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avoseinu. That originally, how did we start? How did the Jewish people start? We started as a bunch of idolaters, as we know. And what happened? V'achshav kervanu amakom la'avodasa. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us close to His service. And then the Haggadah continues to bring Psukim. Terach, as we know, was an idolater, and Avram, we know the story, destroyed all of the idols, and we have some Psukim to back this up. Says Rav Soloveitchik, a beautiful thought. Says Rav Soloveitchik, many other nations and religions in the world, they say that where do they come from? Where do they descend from? Princes, kings, some of them even say from God Himself. That's where they come from. What do we say, the Jewish people? Mitchila ovde avodah zarah hayu avoseinu. We don't come from such great stuff. We don't come from such great yichus. We come from ovde avodah zarah. We come from a bunch of idolaters. We have the humility to recognize that it's not because we're so great. It's not because we have such great yichus. That's not why we're the chosen people today. Not because we started out great. Mitchila ovde avodah zarah. We started out at the bottom. We started out as a bunch of idolaters. Says Rav Soloveitchik, as we've discussed, one of the themes of the night of the Seder is gratitude. Hakaras HaTov. We have gratitude because it's all a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say, V'achshav kervanu hamakom la'avodaso. He brought us close to His service. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us in. He extended His hand, we took it, and He brought us into His service. He brought us close. That's it. Kervanu hamakom la'avodaso. So we have Hakaras HaTov. We have gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us in. We have the humility to recognize that it's not about us. It's about the chesed of Hashem making us the Am HaNivchar. And Tzitzis of Soloveitchik, that's why we use the word, the name of Hashem, HaMakom. As we discussed when we learned the paragraph of Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Tzitzis of Soloveitchik, what's the nature of the name of Hashem of HaMakom? HaMakom means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in Hester Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we don't deserve it. Even when we don't deserve it, Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts everyone. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts the great tzaddikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts the rishayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts everyone. As long as we're willing to change, as long as we're willing to improve, as long as we're willing to get better, Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy to extend His hand. And then v'kervanu hamakom la'avodaso. So as we read these verses and these paragraphs, let's keep in mind these themes: the theme of gratitude, the theme of humility, and the theme of recognizing the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as He extended His hand to us to make us the Am HaNivchar, to make us the chosen nation, and continues to extend His hand each and every day. And we hope and pray that that chesed only continues. Okay.